This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles on Thursday. A morning rush hour assault killed at least one person in Kyiv and left critical infrastructure damaged in the Black Sea region of Odessa. A spokesperson for Ukraine's state emergency service said a total of 11 people were killed during the Russian strikes throughout the course of the day. The missile strikes followed a drone attack overnight and came a day after Ukraine secured pledges of modern battle tanks from Germany and the United States to beef up its troops. In an interview, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he welcomed the news that the U.S. and Germany will send tanks to Ukraine.
I'll be careful going into exactly how quick this can go, but I know that the allies are extremely focused on the importance of speed, of getting training and the actual delivery of battle tanks as quick as possible.
French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna arrived on Thursday in Odessa, the strategic port city on Ukraine's Black Sea coast. During her visit, she announced a new package of aid for the International Atomic Energy Agency to help with the monitoring of Ukraine's nuclear sites. She says the International Atomic Energy Agency has recently been able to conduct a mission in Ukraine that allowed for IAEA staff to be permanently present in each of the Ukrainian plants. This has been done. I am glad to announce that France will award 3 million euros in aid to the IAEA so that it can do this work and keep staff on site permanently. UNESCO, the UN cultural agency, on Wednesday designated Odessa's historic center as a World Heritage in Danger site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Taliban in Afghanistan are rapidly refilling prisons with new inmates less than 2 years after releasing all prisoners held by the previous government. The Taliban's director of prisons told VOA in WhatsApp messages that over the past 18 months, the Taliban detained more than 29,000 people on charges such as theft, kidnapping, murder, and moral crimes. He said 14,000 of those detained remain imprisoned. The rest have been released. Of those detained, up to 1,100 women are among them. Taliban officials claim they have no political prisoners and that all prisoners are held on criminal charges. Independent organizations have not been able to confirm that claim. The U.S. economy continues to grow, but slowed in the last quarter. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year, an intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Thursday lauded the Ford Motor Company's 100-year history of assembling vehicles in South Africa. She underscored Washington's resolve to expand ties with countries that she said it can count on, including South Africa.
We know that a thriving Africa is in the interest of the United States. A thriving Africa means a larger market for our goods and services. It means more investment opportunities for our businesses.
Yellen spoke after touring Ford's plant in Silverton, a suburb of Pretoria. It's the third leg of her three-country trip across the African continent, which is aimed at expanding U.S. economic ties and countering China's influence on the continent. Lebanon's top prosecutor has ordered all suspects detained in the investigation into the deadly 2020 Beirut court blast released and filed charges against the judge leading the probe. The move is another blow to the investigation, which has stalled for years. The probe has threatened to rattle Lebanon's ruling elite. Critics say the group is rife with corruption and mismanagement that has helped push the country into an unprecedented economic meltdown. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday said more weapons are necessary to fight off Russian firepower. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Best music.